KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies and 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, a spokesman for MidAmerican Energy said Tuesday evening in a statement to KJAN that a third-party contractor was injured while performing work at the Rolling Hills Wind Farm Tuesday afternoon. Adam Jacoby, public relations representative for MidAmerican, said that an ambulance was dispatched to the scene and the worker was taken to a nearby hospital where he was receiving treatment. The cause of the accident, he said, was currently under investigation. Now, Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Kennan told KJAN News earlier Tuesday afternoon that the accident happened around 1:45 p.m. at Rolling Hills Turbine number 144, located near 720th and Yankton Road, or southwest of Messina. Dispatch reports at the time indicated the man may have suffered from some broken ribs and other possible injuries. The turbine was designed and is operated by MidAmerican Energy. Cumberland and Messina Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and the Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Tuesday that conservation officers had responded to a hunting incident at around 3:30 p.m. Saturday in Audubon County. Authorities say 56-year-old Arthur Grapeel of Negaunee, Michigan, was hunting pheasants in Audubon County when his gun discharged, hitting two members of his hunting party who were standing about 6 feet away. The group had completed a drive and was taking a break when the incident occurred. Grapeel's gun fell over, discharged, and struck the nearby hunters. The hunters were taken to the Audubon County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. They were treated and then released. The DNR reminds hunters to use hunting safety practices and treat every firearm as if it were loaded and always keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. A traffic stop at around 9:25 p.m. Tuesday in Adams County resulted in a man's arrest on drug charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 49-year-old Martin Andrade of Columbus, Nebraska, was pulled over for speeding. A continued investigation determined that Andrade was allegedly in possession of drug paraphernalia and about 10 grams of meth. He was arrested on those charges, cited for speeding, and cited for operating without a valid driver's license. Red Oak police Tuesday night arrested a woman wanted on a warrant and for drug-related offenses. 20-year-old Savannah Rochelle Abraham of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:45 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation, along with new charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of contraband in a jail facility, which is a felony offense. Abraham was being held in the jail on bond amounting to $7,000. Red Oak police late Monday night arrested a Nebraska man on a charge of public intoxication. 34-year-old Jared Allen Gresham of Omaha was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. in the 500 block of North 6th Street in Red Oak. Gresham was being held Tuesday in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Elsewhere in state news, a 19-year-old woman whose twins were seen wandering naked near a busy state highway in central Iowa has pleaded not guilty. Jasmine Teed entered a plea Monday in Dallas County. Teed's charged with two counts of child endangerment. Officers were sent to a house along U.S. Highway 6 in Adel. Around 9 a.m. on November 2nd, police say witnesses reported seeing someone herd the unclothed two-year-olds back into the house after they were spotted near the highway. An officer entered the house and called out but received no answer. The officer reports finding Teed asleep in a bedroom. Police say the outdoor temperature at the time was 43 degrees. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said there were six arrests that took place over the past week. On Monday, 39-year-old Joseph Corey Jack of Malvern was arrested at the Mills County Jail on a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,000. On November 26th, 24-year-old John Wayne Vermeule of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Last Friday night in Mills County, 45-year-old Ray Leslie Knipe and 32-year-old Troy Edward Grindle, both of Glenwood, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Knipe was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both men were being held in the Mills County Jail, with Knipe's bond set at $1,300 and Grindle's bond set at $300. On November 23rd, 36-year-old Jessica Lynn Ballinger of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense in Mills County. Her bond was set at $1,000. And on November 22nd, 47-year-old John David Stone of Brattyville was arrested by Mills County deputies at the Page County Jail on a warrant for theft in the second degree, theft in the fourth, and for trespassing. In our funeral announcements, Harold F. Smith, age 86, of Parker, Texas, died November 17th in Texas. Graveside services with full military honors for Harold Smith will be today at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bernard Mertis, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. A memorial mass of Christian burial for Bernard Mertis will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Stuart Furman, age 66, from San Antonio, Texas, died Thursday in San Antonio. Memorial services for Stuart Furman will be on Friday at 6 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Dick Howard will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kenneth Meyer, age 90, of Denison, died Monday at the Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. A gathering to remember Kenneth Meyer will be held Saturday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. Pauly Jones Vannebecker Funeral Home of Denison is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.